Now for the meaning of the word yoga. We're dealing with the Mula Yoga. So Mula means root or foundation. What does yoga mean? Now here we must be rather careful, because the meaning of this word yoga has been, unfortunately, rather debased in the West. And nowadays, if you mention the word yoga to people, well, they will take it to mean anything from standing on your head to practicing an Eastern variety of black magic. And even in India, the word yoga is rather ambiguous. It has all sorts of different meanings. It's associated with various systems and with various exercises. Literally, the word yoga means simply that which unites, or that which joins, and is etymologically connected with the English word yoke. In popular Hinduism, the word yoga means approximately simply that which unites one with truth or reality or God. In other words, any practice, any way of spiritual life which brings about a union between oneself individually and the object of one's worship or the object of one's quest. And in this way, in this sense of the term, the Hindus speak popularly of, say, karma yoga. Karma means action or work. So karma yoga is the path of union with truth or with reality or with God through work, not just any work, but disinterested, selfless work for the good, for the benefit of others. And in the same way, the Hindu tradition speaks of bhakti yoga. Bhakti means faith and devotion. So bhakti yoga is the yoga of union with the ultimate, union with the personal God especially, through faith and through devotion. Then again, in the more philosophical forms of Hinduism, such as the Advaita Vedanta, the non-dualist Vedanta, yoga means the union of the lower self, the Jivatman, with the higher self, the Paramatman, or rather, perhaps more correctly, in the recognition of their basic, their underlying, non-duality or non-difference. So these are some of the meanings of the word yoga, in the modern Indian, especially Hindu, context. What we find in the Buddhist context, especially in the context of Buddhist Tantra, we find that the word yoga has a rather different meaning. In Buddhism, especially in the Tantra, yoga, union, refers especially to the union in the enlightened mind and all along the stages of the path, the union of wisdom, prajna, awareness of reality, and compassion, or universal love, universal loving kindness. It also means, in some more specifically tantric contexts still, it means the union of the experience of the void, shunyata, which is the general Mahayana word for ultimate reality, and bliss, especially great bliss, or maha-sukha. And in this context, in this connection, the tantric tradition usually employs the term yuga nada, which is translated, and very well translated usually, as two-in-oneness. The two-in-oneness of wisdom and compassion. The two-in-oneness of the voidness and supreme bliss. And this two-in-oneness, this state of non-duality, as it were, of unity in difference and difference in unity, this is the highest goal of the whole system of tantric practice. Now, summing up, we may say that the Mula Yogas, the foundation yogas, are so called because they are practices which initiate the process of integrating one part of our nature with another, culminating in the state of perfect integration, integration of wisdom and compassion, shunyata and bliss, at the highest level, which is enlightenment or Buddhahood.